Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. We're glad to have you joining us this evening for this wonderful cosmic journey that we're getting ready to talk about and go on. Anyone can access this show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford Live, or by going to the archives, which is really the on-demand section. And that is available shortly after the show finishes. So if you haven't got to hear everything or you want to listen to the show again, be sure and go back in to the on-demand section. Now, if you are not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can always call in 347-838-9142. If you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142. And Annie, the moderator, will get you in as soon as possible. Tonight our guest is Charles Rubin, a numerologist and a dream interpreter. So we're really excited to have Charles on the show. But before I bring him in, I want to talk about some of the other shows that are on the RBR Network. My show is always Mondays at 6:30 Central Standard Time. The I Am Well show is at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Night Search show is at 9:30 p.m. same time, evening. Wednesday is the No Show at 7 p.m. The Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, that's live at 8:30. All these are live shows. Most of them are anyway, Central Standard Time. And then the Progressive News Weekly is at 5:30. On Thursday. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap show at 1 p.m. The Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. on Friday. Saturday, Soul Town, The Sound of Music, is broadcast at 3. And then Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 show. So you can see we've got a great list of shows all week long that you can call in, listen to, whatever, go in the archives. You can always go back and check out the different shows, too. Well, I want to thank everyone for getting online and calling in. We really appreciate it, and we love hearing from you. Tonight, I want to share a wonderful guest with you that has been on my show many times for several years now, and we always love having him back over and over again. His name is Charles Rubin, and Charles channels numerology, and he also is a dream interpreter. And if you have a question regarding your life path, Charles will give you the answers. Charles' readings are very powerful, they're positive, and they're accurate. It's really your blueprint for life. I've had a reading with Charles before. It was excellent. I will never forget it. It made me feel so good. And I knew that he was really right on, and he was channeling me and what was really going on in my life. Also, now, if you have a recurrent dream, a dream that keeps coming up, and would like to know its meaning, be sure and ask about that. Because dreams help you keep your life plan, Charles says, and they show you if you're going in the right direction and making the right choices. So think that. That's all I want to share. Charles' contact information to reach him at any time is www.innerlight.org. So let me bring Charles in now. Good evening, Charles.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello. How are you, Pam?
I'm doing great. Thank you
Good.
For being on the show this evening.
Well, I wouldn't be anywhere else.
Right. Well, okay. Well, you know, when I talked to you last week, I did wanted to ask you about, there's so many different things in numerology that you look at, and, it's not just your birthday, but it's also about your destiny. And, your life path, and even your birthday or your birth month, all of these have a certain meaning. Even about, what about your consonants and your, the vibrations, which is your name of, or your of expressions. your name expression. Why do they call it all these different things? Why not just one or two things?
I'm sorry, why do they call it what?
Well, why do they call they'll say, okay, your destiny's this, your birthday's this, your name expression is this, your life path is this. Why do they name it like that?
Oh, you mean all those different, all those different labels, you mean?
Yes, that's it.
Well, because they really denote something, but the main thing about the whole, the way you have set it up, you set it up before you even come into this incarnation. Every time you've come back, you were in charge of what you had to learn, what you had to do, and it's kind of complicated because there's so much that goes into it. One person, one individual takes up a lot of space on the planet in terms of just the, if you think about what one person uses every year just to live, as far as, I mean, just look at the stuff that goes into the waste paper basket. And then goes out to the, to be collected. There's so much that's part of a life that it has to be have partitions in between. You wouldn't be able to deal with it otherwise. So I don't know if this is answering your question.
Well, it's good enough. Well, tell us, Charles, now I know that you have a lot of things that you offer to on your website, that you're a writer and you've written some books and you wanted to share about one of your favorite books. And you can tell us what you're working on now. What are you writing now?
Interestingly, Betty Bethards, who wrote the Dream book, which is the most popular book on the planet. The book itself, which I publish, has to be revised because it's time. And so I'm in the process of coming up with new dream symbols. There are already 1,250 in the current book. But by the time I'm done, I might even have as many as 600 or so more. And that's what I'm working on these days. It's very challenging work, only in that it takes a lot of energy to channel the meanings of the many words that we use in the English language. They all have a meaning. They all have some sort of basis for the way we live, and I am, in the process of doing this work right now, so that when the new dream book is launched in, say, about 4 months or so, it will have a whole new identity. Well, it'll have an additional value to it. It already has a great deal of value in the readers who've enjoyed it and have gained insight from it over the last 30 years since it's been around, will now have additional help in determining what their dreams might mean. So that's what I'm working on right now, besides which I'm working on a novel, which is just about finished. But what I've previously done that I think is worth mentioning is my book, Don't Let Your Kids Kill You, which is a guide for parents of drug and alcohol addicted children. And I keep promoting it because it's helping so many people. If listeners wish to look on Amazon and go to the most recent reviews, reader reviews, I think they would be quite amazed. I am every time I look at it because I can't believe I actually wrote this, which is a worldwide bestseller. So I have my projects. Let's put it that way. And I do have help. I have wonderful help with the new dream book. One of the listeners today might be Carrie. I'm not sure if she's listening, but I just want to applaud her on the air. And I have several others that are collecting the words for me, so I can sit down and I can then channel what they mean. So if you have some words that have crop up for you, you know, Pam, maybe we can go over some of those on the air, since we don't have a caller at the moment.
Right. Well, the thing is, I'm excited about this because I love the dream book. I think it is one of the best dream books ever because it's so metaphysical. And
yes,
it's not as big as a lot of the other dream books. But, you know, you look at that, and a lot of the stuff is so negative. But Betty's book, it's like it's so positive, and it just gives you a spiritual way to look at dreams and that just an answer that I don't know that I just love. And I think that everybody, if you don't have a dream book, I would highly recommend this is the one to get. And what is the name of it again? I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me.
Well, it's taken the world by storm. I mean, it came out about 30 odd years ago, and was a small volume at first. People still call me and they say that they still have the first, you know, the original one, and they're never going to give it up. But they also do, you know, use the newer one, because it has more. But this was Betty's gift to mankind. That's how she stated it. And it's such an important work that, as I'm going through the exercise of revising, I realize what an honor, really, it is to keep something so valuable going and renewed. It all, you know, and renewed. It's been renewed. It's been, you know, relaunched a number of times with new information, and so this is yet another time. And who knows, you know, in its total lifetime, whenever that, you know, moment comes, when we figure out, well, this has had, you know, a number of years. We'll see if there's anything left to add to it. But meanwhile, it does serve people in many different countries. I mean, it's translated in many different countries. The Japanese love it. Spain, these places where the book is published, I hear from them all the time. So, you know, and it's really funny hearing from people who don't speak English, and they're, you know, and they're trying to convey how excited they are. You know, I only speak a little bit of Japanese and just the tiniest bit of Spanish, but I know what they're saying. I know that they're very excited, and people, of course, in this country and in English speaking countries. So, yes, the dream book is something that should be on every bedside table, because we all dream. There's no way of getting through the night without a dream. We may not remember it, but you will dream every single night. And when you do remember them and you want to enhance your life and your knowledge of your who you are and what you're doing here, the dreams give the answers. They reflect your waking life. So you may be having a problem. You may just want to have something you want to straighten out. You can ask before going to sleep. You can write down a question, and then in the morning see if that was answered. If you sleep very, very soundly, you may not remember your dreams. You know, some people say they never dream, and it turns out that they, when they go to sleep, they're out for the count. They're not gonna, you know, they're not, nothing's gonna infiltrate. They're sleeping, and a dream or anything else. I mean, probably, you know, a bomb could go off, or you know, a lightning strike could strike the house. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't hear it because there's such sound sleepers, and so. But everybody dreams, and so if you sit on the side of your bed at night and say, "I will have a dream. I'll remember the. I'll wake up and I'll remember the dream," and write down a question. You know, am I going to get this job? Am I going to get, you know, somebody called me yesterday, wanted to know whether or not the house would be burnt down. This was, you know, somebody who tried to find out from a dream and was told in the dream that the house would be fine. And I concurred with that. I said, yes, you will be able to return to your house. It'll be there, you know. And so you can ask any question that person wanted to know about this because of the fire. There's fire in that part of the California.
Yeah.
You can ask anything. I mean, you can ask, you know, should you marry this person? Should you get, you know, should you adopt the dog from, you know, is this a good dog to? Yeah, ask anything. The dream will tell you. It will tell you. It's just waiting there to serve you, to tell you, and it's free help. It's free help. Why we don't utilize this? I mean, dreams in Australia, for instance, the Aborigines, they wake up in the morning and they go over their dreams. It's about the only country or the only peoples that I know that do this. But they consider dreams to be their true guidance. And it is our true guidance. It's our guidance. Our guidance is giving us this, you know, valuable information. So if you ignore it, then you're not taking full advantage of what is offered you out there in the great cosmos. And so that's the story about dreams. And do you have a question about a dream or?
Well, you know, I tell you what, I've dreamed several times about cats.
And, about cats?
I dreamed that I was walking through a forest and I looked over to my left and there was this huge, it was like a lion. It wasn't just a cat. It was a big, and it was looking at me and I was looking at it. There was something up about, oh, I'm going to be okay. It's not going to bother me. But I was really scared that it would, because if I don't keep my eye on this cat, it's going to come over and, you know, pounce on me. And then I remember waking up later on now that was a good dream. But so how would you address that?
Yeah, I mean, it's saying, you know, if you say it was just a kitten, it would be saying it's your creativity. But to have a lion, or did you say it was a lion?
Yes,
a lion.
It's a lion. Right?
Yeah,
yeah.
To have a lion says that your creative abilities are huge, and you know, to take it to, you know, to make sure that you are. You know, you are doing something with them. Yeah, you can have a dream and it can tell you exactly what you should be doing, but then people don't act on it. Well, you had that dream and you are very creative, very extremely creative, and so you are using it. You're using the wisdom given that was this great wisdom that is given you. So we all benefit. I mean, when people utilize their wisdom, everybody benefits. So if you sit on it and you don't do anything, you're really basically cheating everybody, including yourself, starting with yourself. But you're not helping others, you know. Not to give you a guilt trip, but but yes, that's what I'm doing, because I find that people get these dreams and then you say to them, you know, they get these incredible dreams, and I say to them, well, are you using the information? I mean, getting the information is not enough. You have to then go and act on it. You have to, you know, utilize and it's a gift. It's a gift you're being given, and you want to share it. You want to share it. Some people just want to be so private. They don't, you know, they don't want to share anything. But we're all here to share, you know.
Yeah. What about a nightmare?
We're here to share everything.
Yeah. What about a dream that's like a nightmare? That's really scary.
A nightmare?
Nightmare
is just a wake up call.
Okay. Just a
It's just saying you're ignoring something or a denial about something. You're not acting in your own best interests. So this kind of alarm goes out, you know, saying, okay, well, we got to wake this person up, and so we're going to scare the hell out of them.
And
some dreams are really terrifying. You know, but if you don't adhere to them, that's more terrifying than anything, because you're basically going against all the your universal supply of opportunity, your opportunities to really be out there and help and give some credence to this. I believe that most of us are just totally asleep. We're asleep. We don't take into account anything other than what's on television tonight. Or, you know, it's really tragic. It's tragic how one can go through life. I mean, I often, when I pass a cemetery and I think, there lie all these people. They're on the other side now, but their bodies are still here, and these gravestones are a testament to the fact that they did exist, and they were all people who had, you know, wanted the same things that everybody wants: love, happiness, you know, family, good jobs, or you know, whatever. And how many of them actually fulfilled those desires, those needs, to the point where they were really experiencing life in its fullest. So part of the whole thing about dreams is that unless you are utilizing those gifts that are given to you, the dreams are they're not there by accident. They're there for a reason. And how many people have ever really utilized what information they've been given so that they can really get on with those other desires, you know, the desire for happiness and love and happiness and all those things. The dreams are there to give the kind of information that will help ensure, you know, that those desires come true. And so there's so much. I mean, we could talk for hours about the value of dreams, but they're a lot more than just in some song about dreams. And why is it they're always in a song? I mean, they say the song is like somebody will say, oh, she's a dream. And so, I mean, the word dream is used in this very odd way. You know, oh, it was a dream of a vacation. Well, it wasn't a dream. They weren't dreaming the vacation. Why did they use that term? That's where they use the term. They don't use it like, oh, I had this wonderful dream last night, or I'm interested in finding out what the dream meant. No, they, Oh, that car, the new Maserati. Wow, that's a dream car. Well, it's not a dream car. It's a conveyance. It gets you around. Maybe you if you had dreamt about having the Maserati or whatever, that would show that, you know, if you had asked in a dream, well, you know, what kind of car am I going to get? And the dream says, oh, you're going to get a Maserati. Then then you're using your dream power. Dreams
Right.
are powerful. They're about power. They're about your power. They're about your ability. The word power gets misused as well. I mean, we think power, oh, the person, you know, oh, you know, stepping on people's backs, you know, in the corporate sense and everything, you know. No, not that at
Because
all.
when we're dreaming, who, where do these dreams come from? Is this from our
Your
subconscious
guidance
mind,
is
your
giving them
guidance?
to you. Your guidance.
Like this.
When Betty left this planet, she said, well, before she left, she said she wanted to be a dream worker. So I don't know. They sit around. Maybe it's like, you know, the writers for you know, the Tonight Show. I don't know. Maybe they sit around, you know, and they say, oh, let's give this person this dream. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's because the universe is so complicated and so vast and so amazing. You don't know. I mean, we don't know half of it. We don't know. Even the greatest astrophysicists won't know how the universe works. I mean, they may know physical, you know, this galaxy and that galaxy, all this, and the age of planets, and but there's so much more to it, and we don't have to be concerned with it on this planet. In this lifetime, as humans now, we don't have to be concerned with how the universe operates, because we have enough on our plate already. We have to deal with such things as making sure that we have great quotient of self-love. You know, we need to, that's what we need to be dealing with. We don't have to know exactly how the universe is bringing about, or who you know, how it all works. I know when after Betty passed, it was a couple of years ago, well, I don't know exactly when, but I was invited to go to one of her lectures on the other side, and I was only allowed to stand on the side of the stage. I couldn't, you know, and only for a few seconds. I mean, it was very fast. But what she was talking about on there in her lecture, there was no way I could understand it. I was just for that short amount of time, I was thinking, what does that mean? The universe is so vast, and the universal intelligence is so beyond any kind of comprehension. We can't comprehend it. But again, if we were intended to do that, then we would know. But we're not. We're only here for one reason, which is to know ourselves and love ourselves, and then get out, as Betty said. You know, she always said, "Get me out of here alive," meaning, you know, you don't want to have a grievance against anyone. You don't want to have jealousy. You don't want to have you know, you want to forgive the people that hurt you, you know, hurt you badly, the kind of people who you originally said, I'll never forgive that person. You have to forgive. You have got to forgive, and you've got to forget, because you're going to forget anyway. You're going to forget anyway. If you don't do it now, you'll do it later. But you don't want to, if you leave this planet with endless grievances, guess what? You're going to come back with some of these folks. That's the greatest horror show on earth. You know, you can show me a Bela Lugosi film. It won't compare with, you know, or some of these horrible, you know, Friday films or whatever they are, you know, or Chucky or whatever. You know, the terrifying, the axe murderers, and those are nothing compared to having to come back with somebody that you in this planet had a terrible row with, you know, and all those years of feeling, you know, angry and so on. You know, I there was somebody who had really done us a great deal of harm years ago. I'm talking about Betty's Foundation. Years ago, did a great deal of harm, and I had it in my mind to say to the person who, if I ever bumped into this person, well, you know, you don't have to say anything to me. You don't have to apologize for what all that you did to destroy this. But when you get on the other side, you're going to be facing Betty, and I don't want to be in your shoes. So what do? I see the person in a garden center, and I just went up to the person, and I just gave her a hug. Yeah, it's a woman. Gave her a hug, and off my shoulders went all that, and I'm talking about massive destruction, damage. But it was gone. It was gone. I had no idea why I did that, why I didn't use the rehearsed line. But I didn't, and I am so glad, because that was an example of, for me personally, that if anybody gets, you know, my gander up, learning to forgive and forget is essential. It's not just something that we do for, you know, we just do it. No, it's because of our eternal, our next lifetimes, and we don't want to come back. You know, if you're an old soul, you certainly don't want to risk coming back to just be in this kind of terrible situation with somebody. So you need to clean it up, clear it up, clean it up. And that which I mentioned, the giving the person the hug, I had no idea I was going to do that. I had no idea. I just did it. I don't know. I mean, it still astounds me. When I think of what the terrible stuff that was done, it still astounds me. And I talk to the person all the time, you know. I never brought it up. I don't know if that person recognizes any of this. Maybe the person's not that old a soul. I don't know. But we have to take care of ourselves. We go to the doctor, or we take our car in for repairs. We maintain our lives. But do we maintain our emotional beings? Do we say, I'm in danger here. I'm in danger of really harming myself by holding on to some grievance. Aside from anything else, of course you're harming yourself, because you're causing yourself so much pain, so much unnecessary pain. Through your lifetime, through holding on, so you want to clear all that up. Well, you can ask in a dream, you know, what should I do about this person? You know, say it's a horrible boss. The boss is devious. The boss is giving you, you know, unfair. When they give you a review, the boss is always nasty to you. You know, you can ask in a dream. You can ask in a dream. And a very funny thing that happened was as a freelancer, I had a boss this person who was giving me these assignments. He was a horrible person. I mean, I have to say that. Just to get across that he was, you know, doing things that were just pretty awful. So I said to Betty, I said, well, you know, I don't know if I want to work for this person, you know, do these assignments because you know, you go there and it's like, you know, it's terrible. And Betty said, well, give him a fluff. Now, a fluff is something that I'm maybe introducing to some of the listeners. A fluff is you take your right hand, like a shovel, and you can fluff yourself. It brings your energy up from the waist up. You sort of like drop it off the side, bring it up like a shovel, drop it off the side. You can also fluff other people. You're fluffing their energy. You're bringing it up. So she said, when he turns his back, give him a fluff. So he turned his back, and I'm giving him a fluff, and he turns around just at that time, and he says, hey, are you giving me the finger? And I said to him, no, it's a fluff. Well, he never hired me again.
Well, he That is so funny.
But you know, if he hadn't turned around, I know, because I've done it with other people. You can bring other people's energy up this way. They're bears. They're out to make life miserable for everybody. And you know, and you can the reason that they are doing that is because we have any compassion for them at all, which sometimes we don't. We would know that they have no energy. They're exhausted. They're unhappy. They've created lives for themselves out of that, which, their home lives or whatever, and they're angry. They're going to take it out on the world. And some of the people that you may have met who at first were, so hard to get along with, but you gave them time and you gave them patience and you didn't take it personally and they wind up being your best friend, So I think everybody has the potential of being, somebody that you can, that you really can say, I like this person. I think I'm saying here is, no matter what you're feeling about anything or anyone, give yourself a break. Let the person go. Let the experience go. Let it go. It's not going to be here in 100 years. Nobody's going to know what happened. Nobody would care anyway. We're here to learn these lessons, learn these tests, adhere to these tests. Be as good, as good as we can be, and then move on at some point when we're ready to go. And then all sorts of new adventures happen, and a new life begins. When Betty was told that she was not going to be here, she said, "I'm excited about my new adventure." She knew that it wasn't, leaving here was not the end by any means. We are, as a soul, we have always been here. As a soul, we will always be here. We will never be, disappear. That's one of the things people really fear when they think they're going to die. Everybody leaves here. Nobody has ever survived, for 1,000 years. I don't even think Methuselah really did, but anyway, that's my own opinion. I really caution people to take heed and understand that what we're here for is to basically just learn to love ourselves. Through that, we can love others, and we can be a great role models for the rest of the world. One positive person influences 1,000 negative ones, and the 1,000 negative ones then learn how to be positive through your example. So dreams really do branch out. I'm sorry.
I said I do agree with you on that. And Charles, we've got several people online that would like to ask you a question.
Really? That's nice.
Yeah. Let me bring Louise in.
Bring them on.
George, hold on. Hi, Louise.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Is your name Louise? Louise?
Yes.
Hi, Louise.
Hi, how are you?
Well, very good. And how?
Interesting conversation. But are you doing numerology?
Yes, I do. Yes.
I have a question. I want to know if something is going to be, would something be from, my question is, the company offered me a lump sum payout. As opposed to a pension plan, as opposed to receiving each month. So I've been indecisive about whether it would be for my highest good to accept the lump sum or continue to.
Well, lump sums get spent. like for instance, when there's a television series that's been successful and it ends, they offer lump sums. Well, if you take the lump sum, it's really not a good idea because, then you're not going to get the residuals and you're not, it's going to be over. Now, your money in that company is in stocks and bonds, so that's a gamble anyway. But
it's a pension plan.
Pension, yeah, but I think pension plans, they put the money in stocks, don't they?
Oh,
I think they do.
Yeah, you're right. They do invest the money.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So they're investing it, but as soon as you mentioned it, my, and you don't have to take my advice, but my advice is, no, hang on and don't take the lump sum.
Yeah.
If it's $20 million, yes.
Yes. Yes.
But, you know, this is a mistake that a lot of people make, and the companies know. They know, okay, well, it's a cheaper way to get, you know, it's a way to get, you know, them not to have to pay so much money. You got to be careful. They know what they're doing, and they are not. They're acting in your best behalf.
Yeah, okay. That was one of the things.
That's what I would say. And if you want to have a numerology reading, we have a telephone number that you can look into, and because it will give you lots of information about what's coming up. You know, if you're going to be leaving the company, what's coming up for you, da 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 da. It'll tell you a lot.
Oh yeah, I was thinking of I know a little about numerology myself because years ago I studied astrology, and that. became a little complicated for me.
Well, this
so,
is spiritual numerology. It's different from just numerology. It's all about your spiritual life and what you came in to do and da da da.
Yeah.
And
it
tells you what you're doing this
year
and next.
To it. Yes.
Yeah, yes. Many layers, and it's channeled as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
We work with your guidance, and it's your guidance that just told me this about your what do you call it, your pension plan.
To leave it the way it is. Okay.
Leave it the way it is. Yep.
So that's the decision I had made today.
Good.
Yeah, that is definitely the decision. I say, well,
okay.
No big deal. I just leave it the way I am because what they're offering look like they're cutting your years short. And I said, no, that's not right.
Right.
They're going according to your age, and you know they got this chart that they go by about approximately how long you live, and they don't know.
Right, I know.
They don't know, so I thought, no, I'll leave you there.
All the best luck to you and everything, you know.
Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you. And that book, Betty, that dream book, could I get it? I think I spoke with you once before. Can
possibly.
I get that dream book?
Yes, you can get it. I'll give you the telephone number, and we'll send it out to you.
That'd be great.
It's 707.
Let me get a pen.
Okay.
Because I think I was on a listen to your show once before, and you mentioned this dream book about.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So you have a pen?
I do.
Okay. 707-769-769.
9808.
Yeah. So if you give me a call, we can arrange to have the book sent to you.
Okay. And I might check out that numerology chart also.
Okay. Well, at any rate, I guess we best go up to the next listener.
Pardon me?
Okay.
I guess
for
we should go up to the next person in line.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you, Louise. Thanks so much.
Charles, tell them your website and where they can go there and look at all the things that you offer.
The website is, should I say what it is?
No, tell us.
Okay, it's simple. It's www.innerlight, innerlight.org.
Okay, well, good. Well, let me bring our next person on. Her name is Anna Marie, and here we go.
Hello?
Anna Marie?
Hi. Hi, Charles. Hi, Pam. Gee,
hello.
I've really enjoyed how you're doing. I really enjoyed your comments about the dream, and I have Betty's book, and I love it. I have two questions. One is, would you please repeat how to fluff up someone? And the second one is,
how to
I was
fluff
wondering
someone?
What... Yes.
Okay.
And
well, let's do
yeah.
this. Let's do that one first. And,
okay.
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 So take your right hand.
Yes.
Hold it palm up
mm-hmm.
at the waist. Palm
mm-hmm.
up. Now bring it up over your, say, all your upper chakras.
Yes.
Bring it up. And then
yes.
drop it off on the side like a pail. You know, it's like a little pail sort
oh,
of thing.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And
okay.
drop it off. So bring it up. It's an ancient way. And if you have a pain or a, you know, an ache or something like that, just
mm-hmm.
just give it this action, you know, like,
okay.
You know, the palm up and as
uh-huh.
you bring it up around that part of the body, you know, it
okay.
will ease that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
And your second?
Yes. I was wondering what you could see regarding my, if there's a future romance in my life.
Well, you are too anxious, is what I'm being told.
Oh. Okay.
Your guidance has a sense of humor. Your guidance has a sense of humor. Yeah.
Okay.
They're saying that in this that you know it takes time to develop a relationship, and sometimes you get
mm-hmm.
into it too fast.
Ah. That's true.
Yeah, and that you know, give it some time. Give it some time because we men are not. We don't like pressure.
Oh, okay.
Scared. We're a
okay.
bunch of cowards. Is really what it is. We are. We're cowards.
Okay.
We're like simpering, whimpering, cowardly people.
Okay.
So, you know, so that will, and you also might
okay.
want to have a reading because it will really help you in this area as well.
Oh, really? Okay. I'll do it.
Okay.
Right, thank you
good.
So much,
good.
Charles.
Give us a call and then we'll set it up.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye
You're
now.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye. Well, I love that whimpering, simpering. Why is it that men are so afraid to get into a relationship? It's because of they didn't have good ones in the past? Is that the
Well,
thing?
Pam, you just have to think about it. If you were a man, wouldn't you be afraid?
Of
think
a woman?
Of all the consequences. Think of the consequences.
Yeah.
First of all, you're going to have to support this person for, for eternity. There's a lot to be scared of. I think women have it are less scared than men. We're just a bunch of cowards. We don't want to.
Mhm. I agree with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. We don't want to be trapped.
That's right. Camilla, we're gonna bring her in from Florida. Hi,
Pardon?
Camilla. Hello.
Hello.
You
have, hi.
What's your name?
I'm
Alexis?
Camilla.
And do you have a question?
Yeah. Can you hear me? Sorry, I wasn't sure.
A little bit louder would be great.
Okay. I do. I have a dream that I had recently that is really weird and Freudian, and I never have dreams like this, so I would be
mm-hmm.
interested in your interpretation.
Okay.
So basically, the dream takes place in my grandparents' old house, like in their room where the bathroom was, which is
mm-hmm.
their bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this guy that I like, but had some issues with, just in terms of, you know, he's kind of a bad boy. He is in the bathtub soaking, like
mm-hmm.
in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Later on in the dream. Yeah, and the other part that I can remember is that he comes out and my mother is, like, in lingerie coming onto him, and I'm there and I'm not saying anything. I know. Can you imagine having this dream?
Uh-huh.
And that was it. And that's
okay, so you are all the characters. You're all the characters. He's your masculine assertive. He's in the emotions. That part of you is stuck in the emotions in the bath. The bath water is emotions. Your mom was kind of wise, right? I mean, she's kind of like a smart gal.
Very wise.
Yeah. So you have identified with her, and that's why she's represented in the dream. But it's really you. You're all the characters.
They're
all parts of you, and your feminine creative is saying, and your mom is representing your feminine creative, mm-hmm. is saying, okay, well, you know, he sounds pretty good. You know, it's sort of like she's Mae West, you know, come up and see me sometime, whatever. Okay. You know, she's, so that's you. So it's like saying that you are trusting of this person because you have this wisdom.
Okay.
Now, does that sound accurate to you?
Well, it's interesting. I hadn't been trusting of him, but I sort of kind of have turned over a new leaf or just a new perspective in terms of, like, why people act the way they do in our lives and our own energy, how it creates it. So I am no longer resentful towards him. Because
you're no longer with that man, you mean? Well, it doesn't
matter.
I'm not
with him, and I don't resent him either, though.
Well, it's okay. It wasn't really him anyway. It wasn't really him anyway. He was just representing a man, you know. You don't have to worry about him. The dream is not even saying anything about him. It's saying, well, except that your masculine assertive side, you know, mm-hmm. you have a masculine and feminine side.
Mm-hmm.
Is in the emotions, is rather emotional, which says that you want to look at that. Why is that part of you so in the emotions? What is it so emotional? It's not your feminine part. Your feminine part is the wise part.
Mm-hmm.
who was saying. Yeah, you know, I would like a relationship. I would like to, you know, connect.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the one in that case. You know, it's like we were talking before, men are cowards, and maybe your masculine assertive side is a coward too, you know. Doesn't want to get involved. Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah.
So that's where I come out with that dream.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, and if you want to go on further and find out more about what's going on, again, I'm blatantly advertising our readings. You know, we do great readings. I do really good readings, even if I say so myself.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Know, you we'll give a telephone number, and we have the website address and everything if you wish to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay. That was great. And, you know, again, if you want to talk to Charles, if you want to get a numerology reading with him, call him at 707-769-9808. You'll love it. It's amazing. But now, Charles, we have one more person on the line. We've got 5 minutes. Let me bring Jay in from Canada. Let you talk to him. Hello, Jay.
Hey, Charles.
Hello?
How's it going?
Hey,
hello?
Your name is Jay?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Hi, Jay.
I don't have any dreams tonight, but regarding my
life... Can you speak a little bit louder, Jay?
No problem. I'm a 11... Oh. I'm a master number, 1-1.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Your master number is 11?
Yes.
So
and,
that's a 2.
Yes. And I'm actually having trouble finding people, like general friends to talk to, and even relationships.
Well, there was a woman on just now who's looking for somebody.
Could be a far away. It's a good one.
I'm just joking.
Yeah, no problem. But am I looking in the wrong places, baby? You know, maybe.
Well, you are too fussy. You are a fuss pot, you know? You are so fussy. I mean, I think the woman would have to be, Marilyn Monroe and Ava Gardner and, you know, I mean, you're a bit fussy, right?
Right now, I can't take any more chances. I don't know. Just for me, myself, I'm just looking for someone someone really intelligent to talk to. Actually, so
yeah, you want you because you I think that you. I mean, you are you divorced?
No.
Were you ever married?
No.
Okay, so your last lady friend, somebody. You know, you're not interested in just somebody to be with. You want the intellectual side of her as well.
For sure.
And some of the ladies that you've been with haven't had that. They were great in other ways, but they didn't have that. And you want to be able to discuss things and have a real connection. So. I would think that if you know there are places where people, you know, like book clubs or, you know, just various places where people meet and then you can sort of like gauge somebody, you know, in that way, or a class, take a class or whatever.
Right.
There's somebody waiting for you. I got that. There's somebody waiting for you. And but if I might say, if I may say this, it's really good to give the person a chance to know you and be, you know, and to show that intelligence, because a lot of times it doesn't just, you know, not just on the spur of the moment, you know. But that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
So if you need to have any more information, we keep saying, you know, readings will give you. You could spend, you know, the rest of your life trying to figure it out, or you could spend a half hour and get a lot. That's, you know, I'm being blatant in
yeah.
offering these readings, but it really would help.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the.
Oh, you're very welcome, Jay. Thanks so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
You know, that was a great call, and I understand that guy calling in and asking that, because I get this from women. The women say, "Where are all the great men?" And the men say, "Well, where are all the great women?" And we know they're
yeah.
out there. It's just how do we connect up with them? And, you know, I was listening to a couple the other day, and I knew that it was like a first date or something, and the guy seemed a little bit older than the woman if they were talking. I was just sitting there drinking coffee, and I'm going, And I know that she felt a little intimidated. I think she was maybe, I don't know,
yeah.
maybe 10 years younger than him. But still, I could feel that. And, you know, it is getting with that right person and give them a chance. You're right. They're not just, you know, write them off right away. Well, they're just not smart enough and they're not this and that. And anyway, good luck, Jay, on finding you're an angel out there.
She's waiting.
There.
She's waiting. Yeah, she's there. I know she's hovering around, just, you know, going and finding her.
Well, would he be good to find someone that was like an 11 or a 2 life path like he is, or does he?
Nah, it isn't really. No, I don't. You know, some people say, you know, I mean, like for instance, if you're a Sagittarius, you should be with a Virgo, or, you know, blah blah blah.
Right.
I don't know about any of that. I never. It never seems to play, you know, never seem to have any importance. First of all, the person you're going to find is going to be somebody that you've known before in another lifetime, and you're going to recognize that right away. You're going to recognize that. So that's, you know, just. You know, so that's what we have to be on the lookout for. You know, if somebody comes along in your life, it doesn't matter who it is, but somebody comes in and they seem to know you and love you and like you, and you are the best thing that ever happened, and I mean, it may not even be like a relationship, you know, like a big relationship thing. It just could be a friend, somebody who just comes in and is so happy to see you every time they see you. And conversely, you could have somebody and somebody could see you and run across, you know, a football field to get away, you know, leave town to get away because the relationship was so bad in the last life or that other lifetime. I think that sometimes we have to wait for that person to catch up, find us, you know, find us. We're waiting. Where are you? How come it's taking so long? You know, eventually the person will show up, and then watch out. No, I'm just kidding.
They really have fun. Oh, Charles,
yeah.
What a great
thing. I mean, relationships are so complicated, you know. They're so complicated.
Well, can't live without them.
Yes, we can.
Well, that's the right one that makes it all work.
My sister keeps trying to fix me up with people, and, you know, So, you know, whoever's meant to be in our lives will be on our lives. And
okay.
If it's nobody in our life, it's because we're supposed to be in our lives. You know, a lot of times we want somebody else to take, you know, bring it, you know, stop us from being lonely and all this whole thing and blah, blah, blah. No, we have to learn to do that ourselves. So maybe that's why we don't bring somebody in right away. When
that's
we learn to love ourselves and can be with ourselves, then somebody else will want to be part of that too.
See, I agree with that so much. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're happiest when somebody usually shows up in our lives and we don't feel like we need anyone or anything. We're happy with their life. That's when they usually come in.
Yeah. I mean, why do we need people anyway? I mean, I'm just kidding. But what we need is us. We need us. Number one is ourselves. And when we can love and love being with ourselves. So many people can't. It takes training, and then somebody's going to come in. Because we'll have passed that test. Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, it's been a great evening, and I want to thank you again for being my guest tonight. And
I
want to
thank you. You're wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we will get you back on again really soon, and I hope everybody out there in the cyberspace that's listening in, that they have a good evening. And Annie, did you have something you would like to share?
Well, I just wanted to say it was a great show. Charles is always great. And I need to give you a call myself and get a numerology reading.
Do it.
Because my world is all over the map. So,
all right, this is going to help the map get all, you know, the continents will, you know, they won't be stuck together.
Okay. Okay. Well, I will call you soon. And you
okay,
guys have
don't
a great
forget
week.
Now. All right. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Good night, everyone.